What a Girl Wants, a true story of sexuality and self-discovery. Written and read by Roxy Bourdillon. For Granny Nancy, with love. Author's note. Some of the names and minor details in this book have been changed to protect those who never imagined they might someday end up in my memoir. This book is based on my own memories of a specific period in my life. Of course, other people may remember things differently and have their own reasons for their actions. I can only tell you mine. So what lies ahead is a very personal story about what it was really like for me, growing up and moving through this world as a woman who really, really loves women. Welcome. I am 13 years old and these are my secrets. 1. I have a crush on Jet from ITV game show Gladiators. So strong, so pretty. 2. I still play with Barbie dolls. It's mostly making them scissor, or snog, or lie on top of each other with feeling. 3. I just kissed my best friend. Spoiler alert, she's a girl. If you're a fellow queer, I'm so happy you're here. If you're straight, I am equally delighted to meet you. You seem lovely. You absolutely don't have to be gay to enjoy this book. In fact, many of the experiences I've had in life have been far more shaped by my gender than my sexuality. This book is for you if you are interested in people, have a sense of humour and love women. And that doesn't have to be in a romantic or sexual way. Woman lovers of all kinds are welcome in these pages. For me, though, the sapphic signs are there right from the start. I have feelings with a capital F for girls, and I simply don't have those same feelings for boys. Yet I don't come out, even to myself, for a decade. What can I say? Compulsory heterosexuality is a powerful overlord. Plus, it's the late 90s and we are tits deep in Section 28, the poisonous Tory law banning teachers from the promotion of homosexuality, i.e. saying anything that might suggest even for a millisecond that being queer isn't the absolute worst thing that can happen to you. Speaking of tits, I wake up one morning in my 13th year and make an alarming discovery. Two juggernauts have erupted on my previously flat chest. This is disconcerting. Whoa, where did the Babylons come from? What am I meant to do with them? Do I need a license for these wobbling weapons of mass destruction? It is not an exaggeration to say that becoming an overnight member of the Massive Titty Committee changes the way I am treated by other people for the rest of my life. There's a time BC, before cleavage, and AD, after D-cups. Society assumes that we are all straight, right? Well, society takes one look at my great big jubblies and also assumes that I am up for it, a bit of a goer, and not just straight, but absolutely gagging for a fella. This is all very confusing. I just want to go and watch Gladiators again. Most of my classmates are boy crazy, but I'm so reluctant to kiss one, I'm branded frigid by my peers. Also, slutty, on account of the whoppers. What's that I can smell? Ah yes, it's patriarchal bullshit. Instead of devoting any serious thought to what my enthusiastic lady snogging might mean, I decide that my ardent passion for all womankind is simply because I'm a feminist. I become the world's most devoted fan of an entire gender. I voluntarily do a school project on women's rights. I make scrapbooks filled with pages ripped from magazines picturing feisty-looking ladies. I painstakingly curate mixtapes exclusively featuring bands with the word girls in their name. Spice Girls, Girls Aloud, Cheeky Girls. And the truth is, I am a feminist. I'm also a raging lesbian. But I am running purely on instinct right now. To kiss another girl is instinctive. To keep it quiet is too. Because nobody considers that I might be anything other than straight, they are often horrifically homophobic right in front of me.